Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 986, for Saturday, December 7th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition, and it is for the data including Black Friday, which has caused some unusual spikes in various places, as we'll see. Starting at number 20, up 11 from last week, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 16,868 views. That's a gain of 2,858, or 20% from last week, but is still 375 fewer than last week's number 20. Climbing 2 to 19, Dune Imperium Uprising, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 17,276, about 400 more than Slay the Spire, and a fairly small gain of 155 views, or 0.9%. It does break out of 6 consecutive weeks spent in positions 20 or 21 by going all the way up to number 19. Climbing 7 to 18, Wingspan, by Elizabeth Hargrave, published by Stonemaier Games, with 17,506, 230 more than Uprising, and a gain of 12%. So there are lots of games for slightly older titles or high-ranking titles. We see that even going back into the top 30. Cascadia is up at number 22, Everdell at 23, Gloomhaven at 28, which is a recent peak for it. Scythe, back in the top 30 at 29. Lost Ruins of Arnak at 30. And here we see Wingspan up at 18. In a somewhat similar way, jumping 5 to 17, Root, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games, with 17,507. One more than Wingspan, a gain of just 3%, though. So it's not quite in the same category. After 2 weeks at number 19, climbing 3 more to number 16, Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 17,979. 472 more than Root, 473 more than Wingspan, and a decline, actually, of 3.5%, but it still is managing to move up. Entering at number 15, Star Trek Captain's Chair, by David Turchi and Nigel Buckle, published by WizKids, with 18,055, 76 more than Dune. A 10-position jump to number 14 for Sky Team, by Luc Raymond, published by Scorpion Maskey, with 18,835, almost 800 more than Star Trek, a gain of 20%. The gap between number 14 and number 20 is just under 2,000. It's almost exactly the gap from number 14 to number 13, falling back out of the top 10 after just a week, down 3 to 13. Andromeda's Edge, by Luke and Maximus Laurie, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 20,753. That's a decline of almost 10%. Jumping 5 to 12, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 20,833, just 80 more than Andromeda's Edge, and a gain of 8%. Also falling back out of the top 10 after just a week, back in there, down 2 to 11, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 21,919, about 1,100 more than Terraforming Mars, and a decline of 5%. There are 4 new entries in the top 10 this week. All of them are returning games. Falling out are from 9 to 11, Spirit Island, from 10 to 13, Andromeda's Edge, from 4 to 34, Battalion, and from 3 to 72, Revenant. Number 10, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 22,105. Just under 200 more than Spirit Island, a gain of 4.7% from where it has been the last 3 weeks at number 14, a four-position climb. As it returns to the top 10 after 12 weeks away, that's nearly 3 months, charting here for the 15th time. That total at number 10 of 22,105 is about 900 fewer than last week's number 10. Number 9, Unconscious Mind by Yoma, Antonio Zax, Lasquez, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 22,999. Almost 900 more than Harmonies, a decline of almost 9%, as it drops two positions down to number 9. Number 8, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 25,020. It's a couple thousand more than Unconscious Mind, and a gain of 20%, as well as seven positions from last week, from 15 to 8. It's returned after 3 months out of the top 10, and charts here for the 28th time. Interestingly, just over the last 5 weeks, Brass has charted in every position between 13 and 17. 14, 16, 15, 13, 17, then last week 15, and now up to 8. Number 7, Arc Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 26,167, about 1,100 more than Brass, and a gain of 5%. As it ascends one more position to number 7. This is also the 137th week in the top 10 for Arc Nova, moving it into sole possession of number 4 on the most weeks list, passing Android Netrunner. Now, the last time we had a different game past this threshold was way back when Arkham Horror the card game did it in May of 2020. 4.5 years ago. Number 6, Duel for Middle Earth by Antoine Bauza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production with 26,670, about 500 more than Arc Nova, a slight gain of 2.6% as it treads water here at number 6. In fact, this is the third week of the last four it has been in this position. Number 5, Heat by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 28,429, about 1,800 more than Duel for Middle-earth, a gain of 27% as it re-enters the top 10 for the first time after 8 months away. It's also the highest position it has seen, number 5, going back to February 10th, about 10 months ago. The last 2 weeks, Heat has been charting at number 22 and then number 11, so a six-position climb to get back into the top 5. This is also the 74th week in the top 10 for Heat, which moves it into sole possession of number 13 on the most weeks list, passing Star Wars Imperial Assault. Number 4. Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 30,925, 2,500 more than Heat, a gain of 52%. Now it's been back out of the top 10 for the last couple of weeks. It dropped down to 11 2 weeks ago, further out down to 16 last week. Now a 12-position jump back up to number 4 as it notches its 10th week in the top 10. It becomes the 104th game to reach that milestone. Number 3, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 37,558, 6,600 more than Civolution, and a nice gain of 27%, 8,000 more than it had last week, as it adds on two positions for the second week in a row, going from 7 back up to 5, and now all the way back up to number 3. Number 2, Joyride by Duncan Malloy and Pete Ward, published by Rebellion Unplugged, with 45,519, nearly 8,000 more than SETI, but that is a decline of 7.4%. Still, more than good enough for it to hold on to the number two position. Number one, ARCS by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games, with 61,220, 15,000 plus more than Joyride, a gain, a further gain of 21% over its already powerful number one finish last week. So it spends the second week in a row at the top and its 14th week overall. More notable this week, though, is the number of games that we have that have spent at least 10 weeks on the chart. Now, there have been several times that we've seen 8 out of the top 10 have 10-plus weeks. Typically, that happens in January, around this time of year, late December into early January, not late December yet. But we see these longer-running games start to surge up. In fact, the last time it happened was just earlier this year, the first week of the year, January 6th. But this is the first time we have ever had 9 games in the top 10 with 10 or more weeks. The only one that didn't reach that threshold was Joyride in its third week. Every other game has at least 10 weeks on the chart. And typically, when we see that 8 games, they're longer-running titles. Like going back to January 6th, for example, you had Dune Imperium in its 119th week, Ark Nova at 105, Wingspan at 82, Heat at 60, Voidfall at 25, Brass at 18, Dune Imperium Uprising at 15, Hegemony at 10. Now, this time around, there's a lot in the 10 to 20 range. You do have Ark Nova again, this time with 137 weeks, and Heat back with 74, but Brass only has 28, and all the rest of them have between 10 and 20 weeks. So you've got both Unconscious Mind and Harmonies with 15, SETI and Duel for Middle-earth with 13, and of course, Civolution with 10. Oh, I missed ARCS. ARCS had 39. So anyway, quite impressive. Quite impressive and stable sort of top 10, long in the tooth sort of top 10. We'll see what it looks like next week. For Saturday, December 7th, 2024.